This recording, Minnesota 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth, and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Laverne, Minnesota, which is a tiny little town on the very southwest corner of the state near South Dakota. My family didn't live there long. The town that we actually lived in was called Beaver Creek, and the house that we lived in is no longer there. A highway's been put through. And after that, we moved to Waldorf, Minnesota, and lived there till I was to kindergarten, and my brother was born in that area also. My father was the high school principal in that town. Then we moved to Monticello, Minnesota, and I lived there most of my childhood until I graduated high school. After that, I lived in Northfield, Minnesota, where I went to college at St. Olaf. Graduated with a degree in theater from St. Olaf. At that point, I moved to Minneapolis, and I've been living in Minneapolis ever since. When you talk about a Minnesota accent, the first thing I think of is the accent that people have who live up in what we call the range, which is the Iron Range area of the state. It's north, central part of the state. There's a lot of people whose families were originally immigrants from Scandinavian countries there, and they talk with real hard-sounding THs that sound like Ds and kind of a Norwegian accent a little bit. I also have been told that Minnesotans sometimes have real, what I would call, sort of bright vowels in their sounds, in their words, similar to what I think what people from Wisconsin sound like. Say things like Wisconsin, that sort of thing. I, of course, don't think I have any accent at all, though my brother has told me differently. I have never really realized or had anyone tell me that the people in the southern part of the state, which is where Mankato is, have a different accent than people in the metro area. So I don't typically think of those people as having a different kind of accent than the people in this area. It's only a couple hours away was not far.